Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting third. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Hefner. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey Hefner. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting sixth. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Sanford. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Fred Sanford. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kozar picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kozar. Pretty moves to second. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kozar scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early takes first base on ball 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Early moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Yost reaches second base with a double. Early scores. Hefner moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0 for 1 in the game. Kozar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hefner scores. Yost scores. Kozar moves to second. It's 3-2, Senators. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kozar moves to third. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Frank Biskin now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Biskin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biskin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Biskin moves to third. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Platt hits a line drive into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillenwater takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gillenwater. The throw from Partee and he is safe. Gillenwater steals second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Early bunts towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gillenwater moves to third. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hefner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-1 in the game. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan misplays the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Partee hits a line drive into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a line drive into center field. Gillen Water settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cohn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Biskin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biskin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Biskin takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stewart strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Partee and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gillenwater takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Partee to Pretty covering second. The throw back to home, and Vernon is out at the plate. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Early hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Pretty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cone. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pretty moves to third. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Platt hits a line drive towards short. Sullivan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 2 in the game. Dente hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Partee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pretty scores. It's Senators, 3, Browns, 3. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hefner is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Biskin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Biskin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biskin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Biskin strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kozar hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gil Cone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cone is 0 for 3 in the game. Cone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom McBride pinch hits for Bud Stewart. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Platt. McBride reaches second base with a double. Cone moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vernon strikes out. 2 outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Dylan Water hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cohn scores. McBride moves to third. It's 4-3, Senators. Al Evans pinch hits for Jake Early. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Dente. McBride scores. Gillenwater moves to third. It's 5-3, Senators. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Junior Wooten now playing right field. Al Evans now catching. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wooten. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 3-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to third. Ray Scarborough now pitching. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Platt hits a fly ball into right field. Wooten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Sam Dente. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. Pretty moves to second. It's 5-4, Senators. Eddie Pellegrini pinch runs for Joe Schultz. George Binks pinch hits for Roy Partee. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks strikes out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-3 in the game. Lehner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Lehner reaches second base with a double. Pretty scores. Pellegrini goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Browns. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-3 in the game. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini now playing shortstop. Les Moss now catching. Mark Christman pinch hits for Ray Scarborough. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Len O'Cree pinch runs for Mark Christman. Al Widmer now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yost takes first base on ball 4. O'Cree moves to second. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. O'Cree moves to third. Yost moves to second. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kozar hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Cohn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Junior Wooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wooten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.